episode. I have been creating content for about 3 years for local startup media platform Labs of Latvia. And what I have noticed is that despite the fact that we are such a small region, just 6 million people living in Baltics, we tend to speak about ourselves in terms of the countries, not as a region. But to some investors and startups, we are interesting as a region. So what I would like to change with this podcast, once in a month, tell stories of Baltic region. So I hope that you will find it interesting enough to check it out every month and get a quick update. And this time I would like to start with Lithuania, because finally they have their first unicorn, and it is company Vinted. It is a social marketplace for, as EU startups puts it, pre-loved clothing. And it has taken the spot as Lithuania's first tech unicorn after raising 128 million euros. Vinted was founded in 2008 in Vilnius, Lithuania, and offers a peer-to-peer mobile experience for users to sell, buy, and swap second-hand clothing. In the past few years, Vinted has grown to operate in 11 European markets, employing over 300 people. Looking to the future, Vinted's mission is to make second-hand fashion the first choice worldwide. They have big plans to use the funding to double headcount in both the product and technology teams, invest in technologies to improve the value proposition for users, strengthen member support services, and continue to grow and connect its strong pan-European member base, which currently numbers 25 million people. The next thing I would like to mention about Lithuania is that they have created a map of startup ecosystem, and it has been developed as an initiative of Startup Lithuania to prevent startups from getting lost in the abundance of tools and to make sure that they can find all relevant information in one place. The first thing that has to be done in this tool by the startups looking for help is to choose the stage of their activities, and the program will automatically form for them a map of organizations and tools ranging from the measures proposed by public authorities, accelerator programs, investor lists, to incubators, collaborative spaces, or so-called sandboxes. Once they have selected the tool or service that is relevant to them, the innovative companies will be able to see the descriptions of each of them, their key benefits to find out the startups in terms of the area of their activities, targeted by the specific tool to learn about investment opportunities and find the contact information of organizations. This might be useful also if you would like to apply for a Lithuanian startup visa. Then in this map, you can find all the information you might need. Let's continue with Latvia. Company Saag Group announced it has acquired Cake HR, a native cloud solution that simplifies and automates HR tasks for small businesses, helping them drive productivity and provide great experiences for their people. Cake HR is an award-winning solution providing 27,000 users around the world with a set of easy-to-use cloud services that drive productivity and create transparency, including leave management, automation of the joining and leaving processes, management of expenses approvals, and paying employees. It also keeps them compliant with local legislation. The acquisition builds out Saag Business Cloud, boosting Saag's native cloud offering for small businesses and advancing its SaaS vision. At the StartupCon Awards ceremony, which was held at the Digital X conference in Cologne, Germany, the Latvian company Polylabs was recognized as Europe's best chemical startup. Polylabs produces biopolylol, which is synthesized from environmentally friendly and renewable resources, a variety of vegetable oils. Polyol is one of the most important ingredients in the production of polyurethane, which is widely used worldwide and is used in construction, the automotive industry, furniture production, clothing production, thermal insulation, and countless other spheres. Furthermore, the biopolyols produced by Polylabs help companies significantly reduce their CO2 emissions, as well as the consumption of oil products. Latvian startup Energoplus has found a way to increase capacity of batteries by 5 times. The company has developed unique anode materials based on specific types of carbon nanotubes. Energoplus recently won the startup pitch competition G-Fair in Korea and is currently looking for industrial partners and investors to produce an industrial prototype of the battery and move the technology to the market. Let's move to Estonia. Estonian personal identification services startup Veriff has added 11 languages to its services to improve user experience, and it is now possible to use Veriff's identity verification in altogether 34 different languages. Veriff is a technology company that provides tools for the virtual authentication of individuals, thus protecting companies and their customers from identity fraud and theft. User identity is verified by artificial intelligence, which simultaneously uses thousands of data points and is capable of assessing over 3,000 types of identity documents from over 190 states. Over the last 12 months, Veriff's team has increased 17-fold, and there are currently over 300 people working at the company's Tallinn's office. The company has raised $7.3 million worth of investments to date. During the Digital Freedom Festival that happened in Riga, Latvia, the leading B2B accelerator in Europe, startup Wise Guys, released a teaser of Baltic Startup Report 2019. There are no surprises. Leader of investments received among all three Baltic countries is Estonia. During the last 6 years, startups from Estonia has attracted investments in the total amount of €330 million. The full version of the Baltic Startup Report 2019 is going to be released till the end of year 2019. And last but not least, very good news for all startups working in Baltics. Venture capital fund Change Ventures has announced that investors have valued their previous work and committed over 30 million of capital in the second fund. It means that more money will be available to ambitious startup founders from Baltic countries. Change Ventures only back Baltic founders with big, bold global ambitions. It invests using a founder-friendly process. Fund help with getting to product market fit, raising additional funds and growing the business, and also promises an unparalleled network of follow-on investors and partners. The anchor investor is the European Investment Fund, joined by publicly listed Draper Esprit, one of the Europe's largest venture capital funds, as well as Baltic Pension Fund Manager, among others. That's it for the first time. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn. We have a page, Baltic Startup Mafia. And I wish you Merry Christmas and a really successful New Year. Talk to you soon.